UFO hotspots. A few years ago, I wrote an article about Skinwalker Ranch. Skinwalker Ranch is also known as Sherman Ranch and is near Ballard, Utah. It is a place of many strange events, all of which seem somehow related to UFO sightings. There seems to be far too many UFO sightings as compared to anywhere else. Strange radiation has affected some of the workers and investigators, and one man who worked on the ranch had to go to the hospital because the radiation damaged his brain. Strange radiation was found under the ground in one area, only to disappear when an additional investigator tried to find it. There have been strange columns of light which has either been shining down from the sky or shining up from the earth. There is much more going on, and it seems the ranch is being spied upon by unmarked helicopters. I am telling you about this because I want you to know this is not the only place where strange events take place on an almost steady pace. One of these places is San Clemente, Chile. First of all, before getting into this further, while these places are mysterious for what is happening, it doesn't seem many of them have as many strange things happening as Skinwalker Ranch. San Clemente is famous in the UFO community because it has at least one UFO sighting a week. There are so many sightings, the local government has created an official UFO trail which is about 18 miles long. The area includes perfectly cut stones which many believe were cut by a civilization which has long since disappeared. It seems many countries have an area, town or city which they call their UFO capital. This just goes to show you how many UFO sightings take place around the world. Australia is no exception. Their UFO capital is Wycliffe Well in the Northern Territory. There are so many sightings in the area that many local businesses have used the UFO theme for their business. This means many of the tourists who come there are there for the UFO sightings. UFOs appear the most from May to October. No one knows why, but this is the beginning of the dry season. The UFOs began to appear right after World War II. As hard as it is to believe, observers say during the dry season you will see UFOs about every other day. Along with UFOs, many places claim to see Bigfoot. Many investigators believe there is some kind of connection with Bigfoots and UFOs. There have even been reports of Bigfoots being beamed down to the ground and walking away. Some investigators think Earth may have been populated with Bigfoots before us, and some of them were taken by aliens who allow them to come back once in a while. They also think there is something of a paranormal attribute to a Bigfoot. Along with UFOs and Bigfoots, we have to think orbs are part of the equation. Others believe Bigfoots are alien beings who are brought here for unknown reasons. This is the problem with all this. We just don't know enough, and there is also too many people hoaxing Bigfoots. By the way, it is Bigfoots and not Big Feet, in case you were wondering. Area 51 is home to all sorts of strange sightings, but we have a problem with it in that it is probably also the place a lot of experimental flights take place. It could be we might be looking at some sort of secret craft and mistaking it for a UFO. To make the problem even worse, Area 51 has extended the boundary even further away, making it harder to see anything. We believe there are alien UFOs there because we have been told this by several reliable sources. We have also been told we are trying to understand them so we can build these types of craft ourselves. People still try to get as close to the boundary and use powerful telescopes to see what is in the sky above Area 51. But it is difficult to get a good view. One of the places which surprised me was Pine Bush, New York. It is also known as the UFO capital of New York. Crowds of people come there at night on the hope of seeing a UFO. There are also what are known as ghost lights, which cannot be traced to any source. Are they part of the UFO phenomena? No one knows for sure. It is said in the mid-1980s there was a flurry of UFO activity. Residents not only saw the traditional type of circular UFOs, but started seeing the huge black boomerang type. The people in the town began to get scared when they noticed the paint on a small bridge would peel no matter how many times it was repainted. Pine Bush has become the most active hub for UFO observations on the east coast of the United States. New England has been having UFO sightings for a very long time. The first reported sighting occurred in 1693. A witness had seen a UFO over Boston and reported it to Governor John Winthrop, who recorded it. The area is not as active as Pine Bush, but it certainly has its share of UFO sightings. The observer said the object flamed when it left and moved as quickly as an arrow. A similar event was recorded in 1808. East Mountain Radar Base reported a strange object which hung in the sky for about 18 minutes, and a short time later Betty and Barney Hill were abducted. That is not only the most famous abduction case, but some credit it as being the first. A couple of years later, another famous event took place known as the Exeter Incident. A woman in a car told a policeman a UFO had been chasing her. Later that night, a hitchhiker said he had seen a string of five bright lights in the sky. He said they were over Ray House but moved to over a field. An officer went back to the field with the man and saw the lights, as did another officer. While some disbelievers say it was only planes or a big plane, the case has never been officially solved. Some very clear UFO photos were taken by Harold Trundle from his home in Rhode Island. There have also been other famous cases in New England, and one involved a sighting by four college students the police didn't take seriously. It turned out one of them began to have seizures and vivid dreams of aliens sticking needles into him while performing medical exams. A book came out titled Allagash Abductions in 1993.